WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 2 years ago, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council approved building 240 apartments north of the Blinn College campus. Developers now want to add another 72 units, and that's generated neighborhood opposition.
This meeting takes up a PNC recommendation granting the expansion on land bordered by Villa Maria, Nash, and William Joe Bryan. 11 homeowners to the east in the Briar Meadows subdivision talked about the increased traffic and on-street parking from a maximum of 528 apartment bedrooms. Dorothy Hagan among the speakers.
We have lived within apartments, and they are very noisy. The motorcycles go, and the cars go boom, 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 boom. Now, how would you like to live by that?
The Briar Meadow developer, Paul Aventis, says the apartment complex will be marketed to young professionals.
We tried to do an age-restricted 55 and older apartment complex a while back, but it was a tax credit. Everyone had started talking that it was low income and all that. This is not low income.
If approved by the council, the parking issue would be resolved by a 15-member site planning committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
More than 4,000 Texas A&M students living on campus this fall will not be required to have a meal plan. Spokesman Shane Hinckley says that follows negotiations led by Interim President Mark Hussey with students and the school's dining service provider.
Dr. Hussey opened it up for them to talk about the concerns that students had reported to them through surveys and other interactive means, and came to the conclusion that we needed to draft a new dining plan.
This fall, only freshmen living on campus and cadets will be required to have a meal plan. Hinckley says there are no changes to the five-year, $125 million dining services agreement. Governor Perry's choice for interim president at Texas A&M has left his job with the A&M system. The Eagle reported Guy Diedrich resigned last month. He was paid $300,000 a year as the system's vice chancellor of strategic initiatives. Diedrich has been with the system and the flagship school in various roles for the last 10 years. Tonight's agenda for the Bryan School Board meeting includes possible action on a resolution for a bond issue in November. During a board workshop 2 weeks ago, Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the Facilities Committee talked about grade realignment in general without naming any elementary that would be closed.
We didn't talk specific, and so for us to do that yet would be a little premature, so we just wanted to make for sure it said either or. We don't know yet.
You can read the draft resolution online at WTAW.com. Hundreds of thousands of 911 dispatchers are recognized each April during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Overseeing the dispatch operation for the Bryan College Station Police Department is Bob Radke.
You may be on the phone getting some information from a caller and at the same time listening to the officer's information coming back to you on the radio and returning information that you are hearing from the caller to the officer on the radio.
Radke says his staff of 20 handles a yearly volume of 420,000 calls. WTAW News time is 8:07. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Has this unpredictable Texas weather taken a toll on your heating and air conditioning systems? For a limited time, text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Brazos Valley for more than 50 years, still locally owned and operated, just with a new name. Comfort Club members receive a complete spring and fall tune-up every year for only $159. Text COMFORT to 88202 for a chance to win a free Comfort Club membership from Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's 9 minutes after 8, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Some sun will develop today, but there'll also be some passing cloudiness. There could be some showers and thunderstorms. Highs today 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Lows will fall back to about 60 to 65. Partial sun tomorrow. Shower thunderstorm may pop up during the day, 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We don't have any prizes, do we? Have any prizes?
No, no, sir.
Because I had a good trivia question. I'll save it. It'll be good tomorrow, too. In the meantime, did you guys go look that up to see if that was the Loch Ness Monster? Or?
It looks sort of like a big
whale. He did.
Whale.
See, he went.
I did.
It looks like a whale?
Yeah. It's got, I don't know, it's oblong.
Okay, but you could zoom in pretty well on it?
Yeah. I could see how it could maybe be a boat wake, but maybe
but there's
not.
No boat.
There isn't.
Well, once again,
it's sort of odd.
It's Gary Campbell, who's the president of the official Loch Ness Monster fan club. I have a problem with three of those words. You know, the Loch Ness Monster part's okay, but official and fan club, I don't know.
It all gets a little sideways at that point.
He probably has a desk plaque that says that on it. Okay, we told you that 10 o'clock in the morning is the best time to make a presentation. Between 10:30, oh, at these times now, 10:30, 2:30, and 4:30, the best time of the day for a stretch. For a stretch, okay? Go ahead while you're smoking a cigarette outside. Stretch. It's good for you. If you think about it as your personal seventh inning, loosen up your back, your shoulders, your muscles, and a well-timed stretch is good. And, you know, if you look at animals who've been asleep, what's the first thing they do?
Stretch.
They do. They stretch.
Neil Bortz was the first one who turned me on to that.
Stretching?
Yeah. Well, he mentioned the animal connection, too. He said every single animal just...
They do. Yeah.
First thing they do.
Well, and the thing is, many of them have to be worried about their livelihood and their life, you know, so they need their muscles to kind of respond in the proper way. So, but we don't, you know, we wander off and go smoke a cigarette or do something else that's not particularly.
And then there's 10, 2, and 4.
10, 2, and 4, time for your Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So, yeah, you can do that. Bill McGuire is here this morning to play Jethro Trivia. We're going to also let him tell us about the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
It's good. All right. Yeah. It's Jethro Trivia time, then. It's our pop culture, recent current events quiz. Fun to play. Boy sat on a wooden bench at school and got a splinter in his butt. What happened next? A, he went to the school nurse to have it removed. B, he asked to be excused early to go home to have it removed. C, his classmates laughed at him and started calling him old splinter butt. Or D, the family sued the school. Boy sits down on a wooden bench at school, gets a splinter in his butt. Did he A, go to the school nurse to have it removed? B, asked to be excused so he could go home and have it removed? C, classmates called him old splinter butt? Or D, family sued the school? Kevin, you're first.
E, all of the above.
Oh, very nice. Never done that one before. All right, Patrick?
All right, let's go with splinter butt.
Splinter butt. All right, Bill?
I think they sued the school.
You know, they sued the school. Apparently, the court took pity when they heard that the splinter was expected to leave a permanent scar.
Oh, my goodness.
He got $4,600 in settlement. They settled for $4,600. A splinter.
I'd have that one framed.
Well, so now what they'll have to do is probably replace all of the wood on all of the benches in the school system with plastic or something that won't cause a splinter. Heaven forbid. All right. What do you got for us today from the BBB?
Now, I don't know if I can top that.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Yeah.
But there is another, you know, lotto scam going on. Imagine that.
You mean aside from the scam that is the lotto itself?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not talking about the legal one you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, you got another one. All right.
Yeah. This lottery scam is up to the same old tricks with one big exception. They built a website for a fake consumer protection agency, and they're using the BBB's mailing address. So, hey, watch out for this one. Here's how it works. You get a call from someone claiming you won a lottery. Imagine that. Your prize is $500,000, but you need to pay $5,000 for delivery insurance first. Yeah.
Surprise!
Upfront money. Okay. Yeah. The caller assures you that this is a real prize, and wink, wink, and even directs you to the U.S. Consumer Protection Bureau website to verify its legitimacy.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, you decide to check out the offer. So you go to the website, and you call the phone number at the bottom of the page. An agent answers the phone and asks if you're calling about the lottery. Why, yes, I am.
How did you know that, Christian?
Yeah. Offers to check it out for you, see if you really won that Oh, this is the $500,000 lottery. Mm. Yes, and sure enough, they verify that you are a lottery winner.
Oh, wow.
BBB says don't fall for it. This lottery scam has an extra layer of deception. The website and the Consumer Protection Bureau are fake and are just part of the scam. The Bureau doesn't exist, and the address given on the fake website is really the BBB's office in Arlington, Virginia. So here's some tips just to, you know, help you avoid this type of scam. First of all, you cannot win a contest you didn't enter.
Duh.
Kevin. You need to buy a ticket or complete an application to participate in a contest or lottery. You got to be careful. If you've been selected as a winner for a contest you never entered, well, then you got to verify. But guess what? You don't use the website or the phone number that they are supplying you. You need to look it up yourself. Or, here's a thought, call the BBB. 260-2222 will be glad to tell you whether that's a real one or not. Don't ever pay up to claim your prize. Do not wire transfer money to any stranger, anybody you don't know. The only legal lotteries in the United States are the official state-run lotteries that Mr. Scott was talking about just a minute ago. foreign lotteries are illegal. There again, if you want more information on these scams or any other scams, check out BBB Scam Stopper on our website at bbb.org.
All right, we can do that. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. That's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau. In our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 10th annual tribute luncheon Tuesday, April 29th at 11:30 at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Caroline and Tom McDonald, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 979-589-4305. Individual luncheon tickets are $40. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community, Tuesday, April 29th at the Hilton College Station.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
John Deere 5D Series tractors are the definition of quality, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Right now, you can get a 50-45D utility tractor for $14,399. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come, all for just pennies on the dollar. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Stocks appear headed for a firm opening. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock futures suggest the market will start out higher after the long weekend. The key indexes posted solid gains last week, but Sam Stovall at S&P Capital IQ tells the Dow Jones Newswires he expects more volatility in the near term. A reading from the Chicago Fed indicates the economy weakened some last month. The National Activity Index decreased in March. Kimberly Clark's adjusted profit for the latest quarter topped Wall Street forecasts by a penny a share. Lawyers for big media media companies go before the Supreme Court this week to argue that a company called Aereo is a threat to their financial well-being. Aereo captures free over-the-air TV signals and relays them to paying subscribers over the Internet. Broadcasters say it amounts to copyright infringement. The new battle comes 30 years after broadcasters tried unsuccessfully to get the High Court to declare that home video recording threatened their existence. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
Business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-8-
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABC Home and Commercial Services.com.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician for your child, make sure you choose a practice where you're the boss. One where the board-certified pediatric specialists work for you and your family, not a big hospital system. Since our founding in 1978, University Pediatric Association has grown into one of the largest independent practices in Texas. Our independence means we answer only to our families, not a corporation. At UPA, we understand the hectic schedules of working parents and provide the services you need, like evening and weekend hours, a pediatric nurse that's on call 24/7, and we're conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road just 2 blocks from Highway 6. Healthcare is changing in America. Today, more than half of all doctors work for a hospital system, and that's driving up the cost of healthcare. So ask yourself, who does your pediatrician work for? At UPA, the answer has always been you. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know you can. Part of the excellent diet the Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com right now. Read all about this very effective and helpful product, the fat blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. You know, folks, it's kind of funny how history treats people and relationships. How you almost always hear one side of the story, one view of what happened, one opinion. For example, if you've been listening to our little show very long, you know that the very first person that President Lincoln asked to command the army in the upcoming Civil War was none other than Robert E. Lee. And we seldom hear about Confederate President Jefferson Davis' term in the United States Senate, or that he and the president were good lifelong friends. But all those things happened. We just never hear about them. And I want to tell you about a friend, a good and true friend. He's the man who steadfastly stood at Lincoln's side when so many others were deserting him. This man was the president's best friend, so close he was chosen to escort Mrs. Lincoln at her husband's inaugural ball, so close that he was asked to personally tour the South, talk to the leaders of every state, and beg them not to secede from the Union. He was successful at winning wide support in the South, and even converting such well-known Southern sympathizers as John Logan and John McClernand, both of who became generals in the Union Army. So close a friend that when the war between the states was going badly for the North, the president asked him to head the effort to unite the Democrats and Republicans in Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. He was the keynote speaker at President Lincoln's inaugural, and in Lincoln's own words, and I'm quoting the president here, "He and I are about the best friends in the world." Now, I'd call that a friend. So much a friend that he literally died doing the president's bidding. You see, this good friend did all this traveling and speaking while he was quite ill. All that traveling in such trying times wore him out to the point that just 3 months after Lincoln's inauguration, he lost a fight with fever and died. So when I tell you this man was Lincoln's best friend, you can believe it. But you've never been told that before, because history records things differently. It's a little-known fact that the man who did so much at the president's bidding, the man who was indeed Lincoln's best friend, was the man you remember for only one thing, a debate, one that has been immortalized in history between Abe Lincoln and his best friend, Stephen A. Douglas.
Today, why your smartphone is even more likely to be stolen now than ever before. I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. Take a look at your television set. Notice any knobs to change the channels or the volume? Didn't think so. The remote control sure makes our lives so much easier. Well, what about backing up your computer files at work and at home? Are you still doing that manually? I use Carbonite Online Backup because I need to know that my files are being backed up to the cloud with the latest technology. Please, don't risk losing your files. Get Carbonite today and make sure your files are backed up to the cloud too, automatically and continually. And if you run a small business, or if you work at one, Carbonite will back up all your computers, servers, and external drives. For affordable cloud backup at work and at home, the only thing you need to remember is Carbonite. Start a free trial at Carbonite.com today. No credit card required. It really is a risk-free trial. And when you use promo code KIM, you get 2 free bonus months with purchase. Get Carbonite today and make sure your files are all backed up to the cloud. That's Carbonite.com, promo code KIM. It was welcome news last week that smartphone manufacturers have finally given up their fight and reached an agreement to build the so-called kill switches. If your phone's stolen, you'll be able to deactivate it with the kill switch and wipe its data remotely. Smartphone theft has reached epidemic proportions. More than 3 million were stolen last year in the United States alone. But here, the laws of unintended consequences come into play. Because the bad guys know that kill switches are coming as soon as next year, you can bet that they'll be stepping up thefts to even a greater all-time high right now. Consider that if you're walking down the street, talking on your phone, it's like waving around in the air $400 or $500. So while the kill switch will reduce thefts in the future, for now, we should all consider ourselves and our smartphones even more at risk. Learn how to protect your smartphone and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
YouTube in the clinic. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Behavioral therapies for children with autism are most effective when started early, but many children aren't diagnosed until the age of 4. Stanford geneticist Dennis Wahl thinks home videos could help lower that age. His team had college students watch 100 YouTube videos of young children and score behaviors such as eye contact and social play. By watching just a few minutes of video, these non-experts were able to correctly detect autism 97% of the time. Wall thinks in the future, home videos could become a screening tool. Parents who suspect their young child may be at risk for autism could visit a website
and upload a couple of home videos of their child in their natural environment and get in return very quickly information about risk and what to do next.
Home videos could also be used to monitor the effectiveness of behavioral interventions over time. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
If you miss Kairos Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos Truck Center. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. The Bryan School Board may decide tonight how to proceed with the November bond election. A draft resolution, which is online at WTAW.com, was discussed during a board workshop 2 weeks ago. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the price tag might be less than the last estimate of $140 million.
That's where I think we found some additional where we can cut the project down.
The resolution calls for turning Stephen F. Austin into administrative offices and building a new school for either 5th and 6th graders or 7th and 8th graders.
We just didn't want to say which schools yet. We wanted to refine the plan, and so it's just either or right now.
The proposal calls for closing one elementary, which the superintendent says has not been decided. Board members have not demonstrated any opposition to the grade realignment, which could also convert elementaries to kindergarten through 4th grade buildings. For the second time in 3 years, a proposed apartment complex near Blinn College is coming before the Bryan City Council.
In 2012, the council approved 240 units on land bordered by William Joe Bryan, Villa Maria, and Nash. Before construction began, developers have returned requesting an expansion to a maximum of 312 units, amounting to 528 bedrooms. Developer Paul LaVenta spoke last month when the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval.
This is for young professionals. There's a lot of people in the St. Joseph area. There's a lot of people that go in all the hospital area over here that work. It's badly needed. You can't find housing in the area.
Levinas also is involved in the nearby Briar Meadows subdivision, where 11 homeowners in the age-restricted development oppose the apartments. Speakers include Bob Mosley, who says traffic congestion on Broadmoor would be as bad as Munson Street in College Station, where he worked as city engineer.
And if you add that many more density to the apartment complex, it's only going to aggravate the problem.
A concern shared by P&Z and neighbors is parking, since the proposal calls for only 8 guest spaces. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those who eat on the Texas A&M campus will be seeing more changes. This fall marks the start of the third year of a private company, Chartwell's, in charge of campus dining. More than 5,000 survey responses from students last fall went into discussions this spring between the provider, university administrators, and student leaders. University spokesman Shane Hinckley says that the end results are to drop meal plan requirements this fall for more than 4,000 sophomores, juniors, and seniors who live on campus.
And I think that's what was key. We wanted to make sure that it met everybody's needs, the students' needs, the infrastructure's needs, the university's needs, and that's what was great about this plan is everybody was able to participate and came away with a solution that benefited everyone.
The mandate now applies to freshmen and members of the Corps of Cadets who have always had dining plans. Hinckley says no changes were made to the $125 million five-year contract. And the new dining plan agreement provides enough money for Chartwell's to make a variety of changes this summer. Among them, the Sabisa Dining Hall adding cooking and service stations in the dining room. Chartwell's also plans to bring Starbucks, Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, and Chick-fil-A to campus. 4 months after not being named interim president of Texas A&M, an administrator with the A&M system resigned. The Eagle reported Guy Diedrich stepped down from his $300,000 a year job as vice chancellor of strategic initiatives. Governor Perry wanted the A&M regents to select Diedrich as interim president. Perry's endorsement of someone who was not an educator rankled faculty members. For the last 10 years, Diedrich has had various roles with the flagship campus and the system. Old cell phones can still be used to call 911, and that's causing an increasing problem for 911 dispatchers. College Station's chief communication officer, Bob Radke, says remove the battery before giving phones to children as a toy.
Because every cell phone now can call 911, and when you do dial 911 from your cell phone, and if you should happen to reach us and it is an error, stay on the phone with us so we can determine where and what's happening to make sure that you're okay. When you don't and we send someone to the location, we put resources out there that may be needed to assist someone that's having an actual emergency.
Radke says if you're unsure whether your call is an emergency, go ahead and call 911.
Well, it's not bad to call when you didn't need to, unless you're, purposely doing it or trying to get someone in trouble, which that in that case is illegal anyway.
In College Station, dispatchers handle around 30,000 911 calls a year. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 65 degrees. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you miss Kairos Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos Truck Center. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician for your child, make sure you choose a practice where you're the boss. One where the board-certified pediatric specialists work for you and your family, not a big hospital system. Since our founding in 1978, University Pediatric Association has grown into one of the largest independent practices in Texas. Our independence means we answer only to our families, not a corporation. At UPA, we understand the hectic schedules of working parents and provide the services you need, like evening and weekend hours, a pediatric nurse that's on call 24/7, and we're conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road, just 2 blocks from Highway 6. Healthcare is changing in America. Today, more than half of all doctors work for a hospital system, and that's driving up the cost of healthcare. So ask yourself, who does your pediatrician work for? At UPA, the answer has always been you. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
8:37, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
This week is looking warm across the region. We'll have partial sun develop today. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 80 to 85. Lots of clouds tonight. The risk for a shower or a thunderstorm overnight, low 60 to 65. Partial sun, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65. And it's mostly sunny and 80 to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:37. We used to have a big open for him, but he's a nobody now. So here's Ben.
I have one being recut.
Oh,
I have one being recut. So I will not appear without an intro. How many times?
Wait! I got it. Wait a minute! I got it.
You got the strippers? There we go.
Nice.
Or
don't make me get mine.
No. But my favorite of all time. Shut up. My favorite of all time is.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
A man who, on every occasion, has given the best that he has.
That's one like, heck of a send-up.
Yeah, I got my own sound effects, by golly. You want? I got a, here's the one that started it all.
Okay. Yep, there you go. John Paul Stevens, former Supreme.
No one cares about that.
Talked about all his years on the bench. Did you hear what he said?
No, what did he say?
He said, all I can say is I did the best I could, but I didn't do well enough on many occasions. Well, there you are then. 91
well,
years
good.
Old. Okay.
That's
makes you feel
just
good.
Wonderful.
When your best just isn't good enough.
You know, right. Does when you look at those pictures, doesn't it look like that Justice Ginsburg has maybe passed out up there at the front? Really?
I think the bun keeps her awake.
Short, infrequent naps.
Yeah.
Or short and frequent naps.
Can they just, is it like on The Voice, can they just turn around?
Turn around.
Go back there, catch a nap, turn back around.
Did you hide eggs this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, how many times? 1 million times? I hit eggs 1 million times this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. Grandkids will do that to you.
Smart little grandkids, huh?
Yeah, you know.
What was it?
I wasn't exactly making it particularly challenging.
Okay, now, what's the name? What do they call you?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, come on.
Okay, it was a thing. I was working really, really, really hard to because it was amusing. I'm sorry.
Well, there's a story behind it. You know it's going
to
be good.
It amused me. It amused me to think that my grandchildren would call me Grandfather Downs. You know, just very, very much Downton Abbey kind of stuff.
Oh.
Grandfather
yeah.
Downs. I was shooting for that.
Yeah.
And so the other day, I signed all my little postcards. Whenever I travel, I send little postcards to him, Grandfather Downs. You know, I'm doing that. Even though my son rolls his eyes.
Yes, we are all rolling our eyes, I think.
And Tavon looks over today for advice and guidance. What is he talking about? Yeah. Even though I tried.
Yes.
I tried. Just the other day, it happened. Paw-paw.
Yeah.
Yep.
You and Jimmy Copeland.
Just about as country as you get. Sophia, way to go, girl.
My dad is Poopaw.
Well, okay, that's worse.
Well, yes, exactly.
You're from Arkansas. What do you
say? I know.
Grandfather Downs.
I was trying.
Yeah,
I thought it would be very cute. But
okay. So you,
Pawpaw.
So did you just toss them out in the yard, or did you shuffle out there, hide it, and then shuffle back in?
Heavens. Come on. They're young. They won't even close their eyes.
Yeah.
It's basically just come behind me with a vacuum cleaner.
You know,
the way that you hide eggs for kids that young is you go hide them. They lose interest about halfway through picking them up, and then of course, they go back out again to finish the second half of eggs.
Now, this was plastic eggs? Or did you do
hard boiled? We gave 2.5-year-olds raw eggs to go hide.
I didn't know if you did hard boiled eggs and you dyed some of them.
No, you can't get 16 pounds of jelly bellies in a.
Of course not.
Here, go run around the backyard about 60 times right now. Here, have some more jelly bellies.
My buddy Henry Mayo always has great stories, and last couple of weeks he's been sending out newspaper articles from past Easters that we had. For instance, they had an Easter egg hunt at the Skyway Drive-In one time.
Yeah.
And if you folks, Skyway Drive-In is about where the McDonald's on Villa Maria is.
Wait,
and
it is not?
The original one.
No, it's out there where Blen was.
That's the second one.
Oh, well, all right.
Because Bill Shulman said to me...
Which one had the dirty movies on it? The one out there at Blen? The two screens? Mom would slap you if you turned around and looked at the back screen.
What kind of movies were you going to, Mr. Downs?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You're not from around here, are you?
I am from around here.
That was the Skyway Twin that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the Skyway, because Bill Shulman said Manor East Theaters, when he had the Manor East Theaters there, were where the projection booth was for the Skyway, original Skyway Theater. But the thing is, they had an Easter egg hunt out there. What? Hell, it's a gravel parking lot. How difficult could that be to
find?
Doesn't
matter, Scott. As long as there are eggs to be put into baskets, that's all that really matters.
But the other thing that Henry mentioned was that they had a community, Easter egg hunt, and kids from the, I think he said, 29 surrounding schools came to this.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. You have any idea there were that many schools in this area? And again, that was a good many years ago, but pretty interesting stuff.
Those mass egg hunts are a little frightening sometimes.
Well, you know, last week
swarm
we had the story
of locusts.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We had the story about one that was canceled because the parents were stepping over the barricades to help their children get eggs so that their child would have an egg.
We used to do that. We used to here at the rodeo station, or maybe it was one of the other radio stations. I don't know, but we used to do a citywide egg hunt, and that just finally got to be. We would all cry about the end of humanity as we knew it at the end of each egg
hunt. Can't have nice things anymore.
Yeah, can't do that.
By the way, according to a survey by Progressive Insurance, about 26% of U.S. American drivers believe that a car's color affects the rate that the owner pays. 26% think that.
Well, everybody, when you were growing up, said if you had a red sports car, it was going to be more than if you had a black one.
Yeah.
For insurance? It's because people who drive red ones get stopped more often.
Is that it?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the truth.
Then you're lending credence to this story that Progressive
says. I'm just
says
saying
is not
that
true.
Their causality is wrong.
Oh.
It's not that they're paying more because it's red. It's paying more because if you drive a red car, you're going to have a worse driving record. Study after study. Study after study.
This is Flo's company. We're talking about Flo here.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, right.
I'm just saying.
Where did Flo kind of come from?
We'll have to ask about that. Hello.
I know.
Hey, you know how Google changes their logo on special days?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice they changed it yesterday.
Hmm.
I guess not a special day?
Well, we can't get into that now.
No, right. Google is always watching. We have to mind what we say.
Yes.
Yeah, search for the Google helpline. It doesn't exist.
So, where
I was getting ready to send a tweet out, by the way.
Right.
I'll send it out. I'll give you guys a chance to proof it before I send it out. Okay. And it is, if you call your bank and it's an 800 number, do you just give up before you dial? I know I do.
Is that right? Do you have an 800 number bank?
I have an 800 number bank, and I had a chance to speak to Bangalore last Thursday.
Wow.
Yep. And boy,
and the guy's name was Charlie, right?
Oh no, it was a fine young lady named Tina.
Of course, and, it was. Of course.
And she had a marvelous script that she was reading from, and every time that I would try to get off the script to handle my not quite covered by the script that she had problem, I got the script again.
Yeah, when they hesitate pronouncing their own name, you know you're in trouble. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to get some customer support the other day, and I had this number that popped up when I went to the company. It was Netgear, and I went to the company, and the guy answers the phone. He says, "Customer support." I said, "Who do you work for?"
I oftentimes will ask him, "Where have I actually called?"
Hello.
Hey, before your show ends, could y'all play that little segment with the lady doing the impressions of the car and motorcycle noises from the Brian City Company?
Have you got that?
Yeah, I'll pull that up.
That was awesome.
Do not put the person's name in it.
No.
All right.
Did you hear? Just pulling up here.
No, this will be new to me.
I was standing in here. I thought I was listening to car talk. I really did.
This is awesome.
I got to pull up the actual story because Bill read that one for us.
Okay, because what's happened is that there has already been an agreement through Planning and Zoning Commission like 2 years ago that they were going to build an apartment complex near Briar Meadows, which is an area that has an age requirement. And older people live there. And so they're a little bit upset about the fact that this apartment complex is going to be built there.
We have lived within apartments, and they are very noisy. The motorcycles go, and the cars go boom, 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 boom. Now, how would you like to live by that?
Ben? Well, I can tell you. I can actually speak to that, ma'am.
As a
matter of fact, he can.
Someday, in the next 20 years, you're going to read an arrest report about this old retired manager who was in a tree shooting out tires from cars going by, going, actually, white dually pickup trucks going, boom.
And the reason he was up in the tree, he thought, was just to get out the Walmart bags that were up there. making fun of the lake.
I'm not anybody who's living with that. I live with that.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me alive. That was such a quiet street once upon a time. Apparently when dinosaurs roamed the earth. There's got to be. Why? How? It has to do something with attracting girls. That's all I can imagine. That is the only possible reason to have exhaust pipes on a white dually pickup truck that sound like a 747 taking off in your backyard. It has to be attracting girls.
Have you seen
done any research to find out if that's a sound that women like?
Have you seen the girls they attract?
It's April. Spring has arrived, and daylight savings time means more fun in the sun. And that takes a lot of energy. Rattlers has just what you need to work and play hard. Robust energy drinks, two for only $3, or pick up two any regular size candy bars and get one free. Don't forget to pick up some cold ones while you're there. 12 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is about 10 minutes till. Okay, remember the story we did last week about the Canadian pizza chain? They're called Boston Pizza. I don't know why.
In Canada.
Yeah, because there's not one in America called Toronto Pizza, but, you know, nonetheless. So what happened was they said that they had asked their customers to come up with what their dream food would be, and the current front runner was said to be this 6-layer pizza cake, okay, and had pictures of it on the website and all that kind of stuff. Boston Pizza already makes a Chipotle chicken and bacon pizza taco, and they have pizza burger sliders, which sounds kind of interesting. And they have pizza-flavored mints, which sound really disgusting.
Yeah.
But the deal is that apparently they cooked the books, that they had already planned to roll out the cake. And so they just wanted to do kind of a publicity stunt for that. But they said the pizza-flavored mints would be a distant second, and nobody was interested in their pizza beard face protector. So if you like it, we will make it. The game is rigged, and they just wanted to let you know. So, but it doesn't mean that we won't have them in America, because, again, if it works there, we'll have it. Remember we talked, been a while we talked about this, but a thing called slow television, I think it was probably last year. Slow television is the uninterrupted broadcast of an ordinary event from start to finish. We don't do it here in America. Early efforts launched, including the burning of Yule logs on TV at Christmas time, but Norwegian public television, they have revealed the format that they are going to use. The first broadcast they did was a 7-hour train trip. Working on slow TV broadcasts, we'll be observing wildlife, people watching at train stations, and cross-country road trips, or watching the seasons change at a dangerous railway passage. So those are the things that they'll be doing.
Wow. Riveting.
Well, and I forget, we were someplace, sitting in a mall, a mallatorium in some bigger town than here, and it was a pretty good people-watching spot. Pretty good people-watching spot. It's not Las Vegas.
that's an all-timer.
Which is probably one of the best.
Yes.
You can just stop any place and do that. But this was one. Businessman in India who checked into the hospital for a bad tummy ache apparently had 12 gold bars in his abdomen.
Just saying. 63-year-old allegedly had smuggled about $20,000 worth of gold from Singapore to India about 10 days before by swallowing the bars to get past airport customs.
Wow.
The plan, however, got stuck as the man was not able to complete the journey of the gold, shall we say.
So he passed through customs, but he couldn't pass.
Yes, that's right. He
else.
tried everything from drinking lots of fluid to using laxatives, but the gold biscuits pretty much stayed where they were. Wound up in surgery about 2 to 3 hours. So, just saying, probably best that you learn from this guy's experience that that's not the way to move gold, so to speak.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
The wait is over. Aerofit has successfully completed their final phase of construction. To celebrate, Aerofit's throwing the party of the year on April 26th with family fun and fitness from 11 to 3 and a dress to impress party from 5 to 9. Aerofit will be giving away a 2-year lease on a Dodge Durango from Team Auto of Navasota and $1,000 in cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Take advantage of their final phase rate of $38.99 now through Aerofit's grand opening on April 26th. Visit AerofitClubs.com or their preview center on Longmire today. Aerofit, the best name in fitness.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
About 5 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. After Mount Everest suffered its deadliest avalanche on Friday, which killed 13 people, Discovery Channel has canceled their Everest Jump Live that was scheduled for May the 11th. They were planning to air a live jump from Mount Everest following professional climber Joby Owayan as he made the leap, however, because of the devastating situation that happened, they're not going to do that. All right, so today is Patriots Day, celebrated on the third Monday in April. Patriots Day commemorates the April 19th, 1775 Battle of Lexington and Concord. Your American history is a little bit rusty. This is the battle that started it all, the Revolutionary War. Of course, today is Aggie Mustard Day. Today is San Jacinto Day. Remember that? I think we killed about 700 of them, and I think 4 Texans died there. Did change things, didn't it? Earth Day's coming up.
It's Earth Day?
Earth Day will be here on April the 22nd, so just want to let you know. Also, it's Arbor, National Arbor Day.
That used to be a big deal.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And I don't understand why it's not now.
Because every day is Earth Day and Green Day now.
Earth Day and Arbor Day. Arbor Day, surprisingly enough, began in Nebraska. Wouldn't think that, would you?
Well, they probably wanted a few extra trees.
Is it? It
was having lived there, I promise you they did.
Yeah, it was largely treeless, right? Back in the 1800s, and so there you go. Today, all Americans can celebrate it by planting a tree. Estimated that 18 million trees are planted each year on Arbor Day. But again, in different parts of the country, it happens at different times. We're going to mention this to you again. This is the second time today, but not the last time this week, that it is Administrative Professionals Day coming up later on this week. We've got a whole week, though. And the reason that it's not just a day anymore is because bosses would screw up and miss it.
Oh. If it's not already on your calendar, it's because you don't have one.
Right. And that's... What's our 695-9595?
Yes.
We'll talk to the new lady at the front desk. It's her first day.
No!
Yeah. So we'll see how that works
out. We should roll tape on this one.
Yeah.
Roll tape. Roll tape. Of course, this is assuming I dial.
Good morning, Ryan Broadcasting. This is Leslie.
Leslie, is Mr. Downs in?
Yes. Can I put you in hold on a second?
Sure, please do.
Now, Leslie's been around for a little while.
Oh, that's not, then that's not the brand new.
Not, no. She might be coming in later.
No, she was here because she was standing outside. I had to let her in.
She may not be allowed to answer the phones yet.
Could well be.
Not quite there.
Could well be, yeah.
This is as riveting as spelling on the radio.
I know, yeah, well, I'm giving him about
We should
about
have better hold music.
We don't, do we? By the way.
I think the hold music is us.
Oh, it is.
That's why we're getting an echo.
Very confusing. Very confusing.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to tell you.
That doesn't get any better.
No. It's all downhill from there, yeah. This is Administrative Professionals Week. Do you know that? And actually, it's
today. One more thing to do, huh?
Yeah, well, it's actually Administrative Professionals Day as well.
Today?
Yeah. Which is bad planning. They do that on a Monday. But they've made it a whole week as celebration, so.
Oh, thank goodness.
I thought I'd just buy you a little time.
Do you think there's a toy store in town that has a supply of ribbons appropriate for the occasion?
Without a doubt, I probably could direct you to one.
All right.
It's right near a recently closed cafeteria.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know.
Maybe, when you come in tomorrow, by golly, we'll have this place done up to a fare thee well.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you are. Saved him one more time, didn't I? There are tons of apps to keep track of your running, but what if you're more of a walker than a runner? If that's the case, Breeze should suit you just fine. Breeze is the app. It's made by the fine folks at Runkeeper. This new app uses...